North Georgia Business Radio presents the best of Business Radio X. Business Radio X serves as the voice of business in cities around the country, and every day Business Radio X lets you hear from business leaders, executives, managers, and business owners. I'm Mike Salmond, and today on the show, we're going to share some of the conversations heard recently in our Business Radio X studio in Gwinnett County. Today on the show, your health and what you need to know about strokes, the second most common cause of death worldwide. Three of the top doctors in our area will share the signs of having a stroke and things you can do to avoid having one. But up first, a conversation with one of Atlanta's most high-profile divorce lawyers. You'll hear about his practice, the celebrities who use them, and a cool new app that he's rolled out which allows you to get personalized videos from your favorite stars. Randy Kessler is a high-profile divorce lawyer in Atlanta for the past 30 years. He's the founding partner of KS Family Law, a 30-person family law firm, and he represents lots of entertainers and athletes, and we'll talk about that. Tell us about KS Family Law. I kind of gave a brief overview, but give us a little bit more information.
You know, so we're family lawyers. We're divorce lawyers, and that sounds negative and depressing, but the truth of the matter is, you could spin it, right? We call ourselves freedom lawyers. We like to give people back their freedom. You know, we don't cause divorce, but if you're going to go through it, and it does happen to about half of everyone in America, right? We want to help you get through it. We have 13 lawyers. We've done it for about 30 years, or I've done it for 30 years. We have 7 women lawyers. People ask all the time, do you represent men? Do you represent women? And the answer is yes. And now we've got women suing women for divorce and men suing men for divorce. So it's a whole new world from when I started. But we try very hard to get it resolved without going to court. That's the last result. I think our reputation is, if the other side's not going to be reasonable, we are not afraid to go to court. I like going to court. I enjoy trials, but I don't enjoy them unless I feel like I've done everything possible to stay out of court. And when you can't get it solved, well, then I get to go to court and do my thing.
You've handled some high-profile cases, you know, NeNe Leakes, Dominique Wilkins, Michael Jordan, Evander Holyfield, Ludacris, Usher, Andre Rison, and the list goes on. Kind of like the divorce attorney for the stars, if I may.
We have a lot of them. We have our share, for sure.
So how did you get the first one? Because I'm sure once you get the first one, it's word of mouth after that. But how did you kind of go down that trail?
So it's been a long process. And like anybody that's made it and then had some level of success, it's hard work. I mean, I don't think Johnny Cochran started off taking, you know, O.J. Simpson-type clients. He started off taking $50 pleas for clients that were in jail already. I worked my butt off, and I worked really, really hard. And we started off, we represented a lot of women who had kids with athletes or superstars, and they weren't getting any money, and they didn't have money to hire a lawyer. And I was young and hungry, and I was a little bulldog, and I went after it, and I said, we're not going to let this guy get away with it. And after a while, the entertainers and the hip-hoppers and the athletes would come in, and they'd meet with me, and I'd say, so you need to file a lawsuit? You want to establish parenting time? They said, no, I just heard I need to meet with you so that she can't hire you. And that was a little bit of a turning point for us when that started happening. You know, it's been a long evolution, and that's really maybe 10%, 15% of our practice. Our average client is somebody who has some serious issues, but is not famous, and they don't want to be famous, and they don't want to be in the news, and they don't want to be on TV, and they're not. That's sort of the favorite thing I love when a client says, I'm not one of your famous clients. And I say, well, good, because the famous ones are really hard to deal with, and there's a lot of, you know, managers, and I mean, they're wonderful people, and I admire the hell out of how successful they are. But, you know, you got to sort through the managers, the financial advisors, the agent, the buddy from high school that won't leave their side, because you got to figure out what they want, not what their friends think they want.
Whether it's the famous clients or the other 85% that don't want to be famous and just want to be free and go through it the right way, what are some of the first things you're talking to them about and want to get centered on quickly?
Well, see, some people come in and they just want to talk and they want to tell me their whole life story. And some people come in and they just want to listen. They want to understand the whole divorce process. And it's a balance. It's got to be sort of half and half. They've got to find a lawyer that will listen to them, that they know is going to hear what they're saying. On the other hand, I've got a lot of knowledge that I think they need to know. And I got to find my times and pick my spots to say, you know, that makes me think of the issue of should you leave the house, should you not leave the house. But really, it starts with me saying, what brought you here? Why are you here today? Because some people come in saying, I might want a divorce in 5 years, but I just need to know what's it going to look like. What do I need to do to prep for it? And some people come in and say, my husband just served me papers yesterday. I don't want the divorce, but I guess I'm going to have one. So it can go from baby steps to gigantic steps, depending on who the client is and what the day is. It's all over the place.
Our guest is Randy Kessler with KS Family Law here on Gwinnett Business Radio. And Randy's been in the law business for over 30 years. I failed to mention you're also a published author. The book is Divorce, Protect Yourself, Your Kids, and Your Future. What is the biggest takeaway that I would get if I read that book?
That question could also be tied to the last question that Stephen asked me. Where does the conversation start? So 25 years ago, I started writing this book. Everything I'd want a client to know before they came to see me. Should I move out of the house? How do I find a lawyer? Do I need a lawyer? What does a judge do? Do my kids testify? You know, all those kind of things. And I wrote them out, but it was just so convoluted. I waited about 20 years, and I had a client who'd written 100 books, and she said, you got to just finish that book off, Randy. You told me about it. So it's really anything that you could think of, and it's just a little bit of it. You know, what is mediation? Obviously, if I'm your lawyer, you're going to ask me what mediation is, and I'm going to sit down and explain it to you. But if you want a paragraph about it, generally, what is mediation? What is arbitration? What is alternative dispute resolution? What is collaborative law? It's just got a little bit. It was sort of written before blogs were a thing, but it's probably a combination of a few hundred blogs on the top topics for people that might be going through divorce.
Would it be right to say maybe a primer, a good primer to get you started and kind of a little bit about a lot of things?
Yeah, it's enough to maybe I hate to say this, but make you feel a little more comfortable that there is an answer to every question you have. Do the kids testify? Can we share custody? Can we decide things ourselves? And it's at divorceprotect.com. You can get it on Amazon. You can pick it up in our office or whatever, or just email me at rkessler@ksfamilylaw.com. But it's a lot of lawyers have asked, why are you giving away all that free knowledge? Why are you letting people, you know stuff that they would actually have to pay us for? But it's out there for everybody. It's right in the law. It's just a question of, is that right for me? Then they come to us and say, I like that idea. I read about depositions. I can ask my husband, did he do this? Tell me more.
We talked about how you've represented and handled some cases for some celebrities, entertainers, and athletes. You've taken your relationships with them to a whole different level with this really new thing called StarSona. I think you came out with it about a year or so ago.
Yeah.
Tell us about StarSona. This is really cool.
So that's my happy place. Talking about divorce.
It's your freedom. It's your freedom.
That's my freedom, right? It sets me free. So I get calls like, and Mike, I know you and Steve, you guys used to be in sports broadcasting. You get calls and say, hey, can you have one of your famous clients wish me a happy birthday or wish my kid a happy birthday? And so I go and find one of my clients and try to do it. And that was sort of, you know, inconvenient and awkward. And I just thought anybody should be able to do that. Anybody in America or across the world should be able to go online. There should be an app for that where you should find your favorite star and say, I wonder if I could just pay them to wish my nephew good luck in the basketball game or hope you heal from your injury. And so I came up with this, and it's now live. It's starsona.com, like persona, StarSona, S-O-N-A. And you can go online. There's an app on the Google Play or on the Apple Store. And you look up your favorite star by sport, by industry, by entertainment, by whatever you want, and you see what they're charging. And they're donating the money to charity. They may charge $500 if it's a superstar. They may charge $20 if they just want to do videos for a lot of people. You know, Jerome Jurenovich, your friend and my friend, does it, raises money for Alzheimer's research. And he will do a great video from the studio that, you know, makes you feel like, wow, that was a professionally produced video that I got for $25. I think it's a great thing. It makes people happy. It works.
So it's a win-win. I mean, for your son or beloved other, I mean, they're getting a personalized message from their idol. And, of course, a lot of money's going to charity.
Yep.
Who are some of the bigger names that would be on StarSona so far?
So Dominic Wilkins is on there. Vander Holyfield's on there. Kyle Lowry, Paul George, Terrell Owens, Taysom Hill from the Saints. You know, a lot of people are on there. And what we're finding, Mike, it's interesting you said that people go on there and they get videos for their kids, and then they say, I want one for me too. You know, so we're getting two or three or four requests. It's a fun thing to see. And also, we post the videos, unless the fan wants a private, on the profile. So you can go to their profile and you can see the videos that Dominic Wilkins has done or that whoever's done.
And typically, how long are they for each person? Is it up to that celebrity?
Yeah, it's up to the celebrity. We ask them to do at least 15 to 20 seconds, but some of them do a few minutes, some do even longer. It depends on the topic. It depends on the person and how long they have. If they're doing it from a plane, they better do it quick before the flight attendant catches them. If they're doing it from home, it might be longer. And that's the beauty, is it's authentic. If they see it on their phone, they say, I'm going to hit this right now and answer this right while I'm thinking about it. And you hear the dog bark in the background. So that's a one-of-a-kind video that you will never see anywhere else identical to that.
Not only basketball, there's baseball players, Alex Wood. I just downloaded the app while you guys were talking.
See?
And Justin Gatlin, track and field star. My youngest son is a huge super fan of American Ninja Warrior. Ah, Joe Morovsky, the weatherman,
you better believe it,
is on there. I mean, that's fantastic.
Track and field, you said Justin Gatlin.
I mean, there's a ton of people
on
there.
We got the high jump champ, Charles Austin.
Yeah, goodness gracious. Bob Rathman, man.
Yeah, we got some good folks. Steve Holman's on there, voice of the Hawks.
Man, yeah, a lot of people.
So very cool. Your happy place. What's the website? Is StarSona.com?
StarSona.com.
Just go to the App Store.
Go to the App Store and download it.
Free to download, right?
Free to download. It's free to browse. You don't have to pay to get in.
Oh, Mike, there's a radio podcast section.
There is. You guys are going to be the next stars.
Yeah. What's the minimum price?
$5 is our minimum.
$5. I think we'll be the $5
Steven and I will wish your son or loved one a happy birthday or whatever
the case may be. I expect to see you signed up by tomorrow.
And we'll go on for 5 minutes and waste people's time.
It will be the best video you've ever – the best $5 you've ever spent.
That's awesome. I love the idea.
And I got to tell the audience, you know, you guys are so humble. I've been begging these guys to get on, Mike and Steven. And they're like, we're not famous. Nobody's going to our videos. I'm like, you guys have followers. You have fans. You are famous, and you're gregarious.
You never know, Mike. You never know.
It's all personality, and you guys got a little bit of that.
Well, thank you.
That's a great way to end the interview.
Quite a compliment. And that's divorce attorney Randy Kessler on Business Radio X. To hear the entire interview, visit businessradiox.com, select the Gwinnett Studio, and then click on Gwinnett Business Radio. Well, coming up next, did you know that someone in the U.S. has a stroke every 40 seconds? Learn about the signs of a stroke and what to do if you think you or someone with you may be suffering from a stroke. That's next right here on North Georgia Business Radio and the best of Business Radio X. Welcome back to North Georgia Business Radio and the best of Business Radio X, where we are sharing some of the on-air interviews from this past week. Did you know that someone in the United States suffers a stroke every 40 seconds? Strokes kill about 140,000 Americans every year. That's one out of every 20 deaths. They are the second most common cause of death worldwide, but did you know that strokes are preventable, treatable, and beatable? May was Stroke Awareness Month, and on a recent edition of Gwinnett Business Radio, we spoke with three doctors from Eastside Medical Center that specialize in treating strokes. Dr. Matthew Goldstein, the Medical Director of Emergency Services, Dr. Pinkish Buta, the Medical Director of Hospital Medicine, and Dr. Latia Brown, who specializes in neurology.
What are some of the signs and symptoms that we should be looking for and we should be very cautious of and think, hey, I might be having a stroke?
So a mnemonic that we like to use is called BFAST. The B stands for balance. So if your balance is off with the other symptoms, then that might mean that you might be having a stroke. Then the E stands for equilibrium. So if your equilibrium is off, that also might mean you're having a stroke. The F stands for face. So if your face is drooping on one side or the other, then the A is for arm. So if you stretch your arms out and then one arm starts to drift or droop, that might mean that you might need to get attention. And then the S stands for speech. So if your speech is slurred or you can think of the words that you want to say, but you're having trouble getting the words out, that could mean you're having a stroke. And then the T, and a lot of times, is the most important. That means time. So time is brain. So that means call 911 immediately and get to your nearest emergency room.
Is this an old person thing? I mean, if you're 35 years old, I mean, are you likely to have a stroke?
We're recently starting to see patients that are coming in their 40s, early 40s, with signs and symptoms of stroke. So we're becoming really heightening our awareness in terms of looking at those symptoms, getting those symptoms awareness out in the community, so that family members, patients can really get an understanding of what to look for and make sure that they're not missing out on an opportunity to come in early. Because when you think about a stroke, time is brain is really the true saying that we use, because you want to do everything you can to minimize brain injury when it comes to strokes.
Some of the terminology of, you know, WebMD, people looking up their symptoms online and thinking, oh my goodness, I'm having this, I'm having that, and many times they're not quite right. With this BFAST and six different things, you don't need to wait for all six. At what point, how many of these things can happen before they should get to the emergency room or call the hospital?
When it comes to signs and symptoms of a stroke, having just one of those is important to recognize and seek medical care. I often tell patients, I'd much rather you come to the emergency department and get checked out,
yeah,
and hopefully I give you a clean bill of health and send you home, than for you to sit at home and wait because you don't find this serious.
So the WebMD panic syndrome, that's my word, not yours, but the WebMD panic syndrome about so many other things. But with stroke, that is one of the things that it's better to be safe than sorry.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
One of the parts of the mnemonic there is also vision loss. So the E can also stand for your eyes, and you want to make sure that you're not forgetting about patients who can have a sudden onset of vision loss or vision blurred, blurriness.
I saw a patient just yesterday who came into the emergency department walking, talking, looked great, but had some peripheral vision loss. And that was unusual for him, and he decided to seek medical care. Initially, it had been seen by an ophthalmologist who didn't think it was necessarily an eye issue, that perhaps this may be a stroke. And the patient came to the emergency department, timely recognized these symptoms, and he was diagnosed with a stroke based on just visual changes.
Are there certain risk factors that may cause someone to more chance of a stroke than, say, somebody else? What are some of the risk factors we should be looking for?
You know, one of the things we always ask for when we see patients is there a family history? Because you always want to see if somebody in the family's had a stroke and be aware of that. You know, if you have a history of hypertension, that is a major cause of ischemic stroke and even hemorrhagic stroke. If you have a history of high cholesterol, that's something you want to keep an eye out for. Diabetes is a major cause, too, for stroke.
You know, they don't call hypertension the silent killer for no reason. So a lot of people will have high blood pressure and push it off and not think that it's an emergency, but actually it is, and it is one of the main risk factors for stroke. So if your blood pressure is high, you really do need to get it checked out, even if you aren't really having any symptoms.
So I'm allowed one ignorant question every show. If I get to a second one, they kick me out of the studio. So here's going to be what I think might be my ignorant question of the day. We talked about hypertension being a risk factor, and then you mentioned high blood pressure. Is there a difference between hypertension and high blood pressure, or are those the same thing?
Those are the same thing.
Okay. Now, was that an ignorant question?
No.
All right, I still got one more. Dr. Brown said, I don't care what the other two say. She already said, well, they were shaking their head no, so I'm still good.
Well, on top of that then, are there things that we can proactively do to help reduce our risk of a stroke?
Additional risk factors, which we didn't touch on, include smoking. So we all have that talk with our patients about the importance of cessation or stop smoking. And heart disease. Irregular heartbeats such as atrial fibrillation can also predispose patients to stroke. Those being some risk factors that we discussed, there certainly are things our patients can do to reduce the risk of stroke, including controlling their blood sugars with the help of their physicians.
A lot of those risk factors are very similar to much that you find with a heart attack or heart problems. Obviously, the lack of blood flow to the brain being one of the major reasons of a stroke, it's obvious why the heart would be tied with this. So there's a lot of things that can be taken care of with heart healthiness and better diet and lower blood sugar and all those kinds of things.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think one of the other things that's important is, you know, we want to be proactive when it comes to preventing strokes. And that's why we encourage our patients to follow up with their primary care physicians on an annual basis. If they, if they haven't had a stroke, they're coming in with other symptoms to the hospital, we want to make sure that they're following up with their primary care physicians and really keeping track of their blood pressure, their cholesterol, making sure that tobacco cessation is discussed, as Dr. Goldstein said, and making sure that their diet and their exercise is also, looked at.
I was going to mention that because Stephen is usually got the ignorant question, that, as he likes to say. I'm usually Captain Obvious, and my Captain Obvious statement was going to be, eat right and exercise. That's going to help across all levels.
Well done. You didn't even give it a question. You just made
a
statement.
No, I wasn't making a question. I was going to give my Captain Obvious statement.
There you go.
What's the one takeaway you hope people will remember when it comes to strokes?
If you're having any signs or symptoms of a stroke, seek medical care. Come to the emergency department, call EMS, talk to your primary care doctor, but seek medical care quickly.
Be aware of your risk factors. I think that's very important. You know, don't be hesitant to ask your primary care doctor. And, if you are having signs or symptoms, definitely go to your nearest emergency room or come to Eastside. We will do our best to make sure that you receive the excellent care that you need for your stroke.
And I would end with, time is brain. If you're having symptoms, stop whatever you're doing. If you see your family member having symptoms, stop whatever you're doing. Call EMS right then and get there.
Mike, do you remember what BFAST stands for?
BFAST?
Yeah.
Breakfast.
Yeah. No, from this interview. See, I took notes.
The B is balance.
Well done. E?
The E. E is the I.
The I, yep. F, face.
Okay.
A is the arm.
I'm getting hints from all the doctors.
Yeah, they're doing charades over here. They're very good at it, too. S is speech, and T is time. So brain is time. That's the one thing. And then remembering what BFAST stands for.
And that's part of a recent interview during Stroke Awareness Month with doctors from Eastside Medical Center discussing what you should know about strokes. For the entire interview, visit businessradiox.com, select the Gwinnett Studio, and then click on Gwinnett Business Radio. Well, that's it for this week. Business Radio X lets you hear from the top business leaders, executives, managers, and business owners in our communities. Today's interviews are just a few of thousands that you can hear anytime, 24/7, by visiting the voice of business, businessradiox.com. NorthGeorgiaBusiness.com. Until next time, I'm Mike Salmon, and this has been North Georgia Business Radio and the best of Business Radio X.